One time, Sri Saraswati Thakur had one disciple. That disciple also became a little bit weak in his spiritual practices. So at the time of death, he was also taken by the Yamadutas. They took him to Yamaraj, and Yamaraj was looking at him, and Yamaraj asked him, "By the way, who is your spiritual master?" At that time he said, "Om Vishnupad Sisimad Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati Thakur." So when he woke up, immediately he left the abode of Yamaraj. When he woke up, where was he, you know? On the funeral pyre. He'd been dead for so many hours, they took his body and were about to burn it. He stood up from the funeral pyre. "Wait, wait, I'm not dead." The family members thought he was a ghost. They tried to kill him. So then he became very serious in his spiritual practices. So, the Yamadutas had never been defeated before. Therefore, they were most bewildered. In fact, they were angry. If one carries out the messenger of the master, but the master cannot protect him, and then what is the use in serving such a useless master? Therefore, when the orders of Yamaraj, the Yamadutas, were baffled in anger, they came before Yamaraj in Samyanapuri and asked him, "Oh, our dear master, please tell us how many controllers are there in this world? We went to take in this universe, if in this universe there are many, many masters, then they will disagree about who will be punished and who will be saved. Therefore, please tell us very clearly, if there are many, many different persons, then there must be many, many different rulers or judgments. But we think there must be one supreme controller, and he must be controlling everything. We thought that was you, but obviously now we understand that you are not the supreme controller. The supreme judge must be one and not many. It was our understanding that you are the supreme judge because you have jurisdiction even over the demigods. Even the demigods die. In this universe, even the topmost living entity, Brahma, he also dies. What to speak of everyone that he's created? Our impression that only you were the master of living entities as the Lord of time. We thought that you were the supreme authority on deciding what was pious and impious activity. We see that the punishment that you have ordained is no longer effective, since your order has been transgressed by four wonderful and perfect personalities. As we're bringing the most sinful Ajamil towards you for punishment, these four beautiful persons cut our ropes. And as soon as Ajamil chanted the name Narayan, they appeared. Yamaraj said, "Hey, hey, don't say so loudly. If in hell everyone starts chanting Narayan, Narayan, then I'll be out of a job. I'll be back on food stamps." Therefore, as soon as Ajamil chanted Narayan, Narayan, four wonderful persons appeared. "Don't fear, don't fear. We wish to know who are these four wonderful persons. If you think that we are capable, please describe them to us." As soon as Yamaraj heard the name of the Supreme Lord, then his mind immediately thought of the Lord. Because Yamaraj, even though he has that seva, that service of punishing and rewarding living entities, actually this is just one of his material duties. But really Yamaraj is a perfect devotee of the 12 Mahajans. We'll hereafter, he is one of them. Yamaraj said, "My dear servants, my dear sons, you have accepted me as the supreme, as time. But factually, I am not. Above me, above all the demigods, including Indra and the moon god, above Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, there is the Supreme Person. The Supreme Lord is the cause and effect of the spiritual world, just like a cloth has threads running this way and that way. He is both the cause and the creation. Just as a driver controls the bull through the nose by a rope, in the same way the Supreme Personality of Godhead binds all men to this world by his desire. Therefore, I am not the Supreme. Aham Mahendra Niti Prachaita Samo Agni Isha Pavano Vidinchi Aditya Visve Vasavo Atasadya Marud Guna Rudra Gana Sasidha. I, myself, Yamaraj, Vayam, Indra, Varuna, wind, water god, Chandra, the moon god, Agni, the god of fire, Lord Shiva, the destroyer, Pavana, Vrinchi, Lord Brahma, Surja, the sun god, the Bisvasus, the eight Vasus, Marichis, the Rudras, the Siddhas, all of us have departments of controlling of this material world. But above us, beyond the base nodes of Sattva-gun, Rajagun, and Tamagun, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are all controlled about by him. Therefore, who can understand him? As the different limbs of the body cannot see the eyes, but the eyes can see the different limbs of the body, in the same way, we cannot see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he can see us. He is the only doer, the only seer. As different limbs of the body cannot see the eyes, in the same way the living entities cannot see the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord cannot be seen by the senses, by the mind, by the life airs, by thoughts, by vibration of words, or by any material process. That Supreme Lord, Sri Narayan, is completely self-sufficient and fully independent. He is the master of everyone and everything, including his illusory Maya. He has his forms, qualities, and features, and similarly his servants, the Vishnu Dutas, who are very beautiful, possess bodily features, transcendental qualities, and a transcendental nature almost like his. Even in the stage of perfection, Charles, there's still a difference between the Supreme Lord and the individual living entities. The order carriers of the Supreme Lord are to be worshipped as much as he is. They possess wonderfully attractive bodily features and are very difficult to see. The Vishnu Dutas protect the devotees from the hands of the enemies, from envious persons, and even from my jurisdiction. What to speak of any other cause? Dharmam tu shakshat bhagavan prinatam. Real religion is delegated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even great perfected souls who are completely devoid of passion and ignorance, even they cannot completely understand him, to say nothing of the human beings, the Vidyadharas or the Charanas. There are only 12 persons who completely understand the science of devotional service: Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Komara, Kapalamanu, Prado, Janako, Bismo, Bali, Vyasaka, Vayam. 1 minute. Let's take it there. There are 12 authorities who completely understand the science of Godhead. They are called 12 Mahajans, Charles. Mahajana, Yena, Katasha, Pante. We don't have to make up our own path. The path is already there. We simply have to follow in the footsteps of those perfected souls. Swayambhu, that means Brahma. Narad, his disciple. Shambhu, Mahadev. Kumara, the four Kumaras. Kapiladev, on the first day we heard his instructions. Manu Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, Janak, Bhismo, Bhishmadev. Bali, Bali Maharaj. Vasayaki, that means Sukadev Goswami. Bayam. Bayam is plural, means me also. Yamaraj has some pride also. I also know. Therefore, real religious principles, which is known as Bhagavad Dharma, is very hard to understand. If by chance one fortunately understands this science of devotional service, he can go back to Godhead. Edvaneva lokasmin swadharma apumsam dharma parasmita bhakti yoga bhagavate tadnama grahanadibi. Therefore, my dear sons, you should also take up this process of Bhagavad Dharma, service to the Supreme Person, which begins with the process of tadnama grahanadibi, which begins with the chanting of the holy name. Namo charana mahatmayam hari pasyata putraka ajamilo piyaneva mrityu pasad amuchita. My dear sons, just see the glories of the chanting of the holy name. Ajamil, who was greatly sinful, chanted the holy name only to call his son. He chanted the holy name by accident. Nevertheless, by chanting the holy name by accident, he remembered the Supreme Lord Narayan. Thus he was saved from the ropes of birth and death. So, Yamaraj describes the glories of the holy name. Therefore, even perfected souls, the Paramahamsas, they also chant the holy name. Rupa Goswami also described, Upanyasmam Tvam Harinam Samsrayami. Even perfected souls continuously chant the holy name. Therefore, Srila Chivaka Maharaj said, from Srimati Radhika in the spiritual world, the topmost position day and night, she chants the holy name. That same chance is given to us. Therefore, who would not adopt the process? Sri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai.